Thursday. I mentioned to you that on a Thursday afternoon, regularly, we introduce you to the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle. And the lovely Amanda Ntembu is in with us today. Not Eamon. No, Eamon is luckily for him on leave because in this heat, oh my word, is it hot in the store?
Very hot.
But luckily you've got beautiful air conditioning there, so that's wonderful.
Yes, beautiful air conditioning, but because we're always very busy running up and down, helping our customers, trying to be prompt as possible.
Yeah.
So we don't feel that air conditioning as much.
Well, you deliver that immaculate service, and this is an interesting thing. Wine is part of the story that continues to be told across the ages. It's one of those pleasures of life.
Yes, it is.
That many people would consider a luxury, but those that are wine aficionados and fans say it's an essential ingredient.
It is. It is, yes. It is true.
And, of course, you being highly qualified in the field of wine and all that goes with it, you know a lot about wine. Tell us about your journey a little bit. Because, I mean, you've been here before, but we haven't seen you for a while. So we've got a new audience now.
Well, to those who don't know me, I'm just a young girl. Well, lady. I'm over 20, so I can call myself a lady. I just wanted to start with something very unique, something that's not widely available. So I was like, okay, let me go for something different. And then came across this learnership program. It's a wine sommelier program. I was like, what on earth is that? I went for induction. And then as I did the induction, and then I was like, I'm more curious. Okay, I was like, this is what I want to do. Something very different, something that I didn't even know, just a bit of information about myself. So I didn't even know at that moment that wine is made out of grapes. I thought, I don't know, like juice from something. But I didn't know. And then each and every day I went to class, I grew more curious. Then I had to fit my curiosity. And then
so
I started
you literally
and started.
Started from scratch and
yes.
Became a sommelier.
Yes.
And now your palate has been developed to the point where you can taste a wine.
And it's still developing. Trust me, I used to love a lot of Cabernet Sauvignons. But lately, it's like, I feel like I'm cheating right now because I'm loving more Cabernet Francs now, more than Cabernet Sauvignons. Like, okay, my palate is definitely changing.
And people's palates do change.
They do change, yes. I was told by somebody that every 5 years, your palate changes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you are familiar with certain tastes and flavors, and more than that, it's the entire, I suppose, all of the senses are involved in wine. It's the look, it's the scent, the taste, the flavor.
Yes, that is very true.
And obviously the joy.
The joy and what mood you're in actually gives what you're going to taste in the wine. Like, if you're in a very good mood, and then you're going to say the wine is bad when you are in a bad mood.
Ah, you see, I was often of the opinion that often in the theatre back in the day, because that's where I come from.
Oh, theater.
Well, yeah, that's for my first job ever.
I used to love theater a lot when I was growing up. I used to love theater a lot.
No, you see, I was an actor, yes.
Oh, wow.
I was in the KPAB youth company years and years ago after university.
Wow.
Yeah, and whenever a critic came in and gave a bad crit, we used to think that he's obviously just had a bad bottle of wine. But let's talk about today. Today's choice, the wine of the week, is a Grenache Rosé 2021 from Wolf & Woman. It's made from grapes yielded by a single bush vine vineyard growing in the Pas de Bar region in granitic soils. All of the grapes were picked early in the morning, apparently very important, packed in crates and allowed to spend 24 hours in a cold room. I wish I was with them, in fact.
Trust me, it's not a nice thing to do. It's one of the hardest things to do.
Then the following day, the grapes are pressed gently and the whole cluster it was pressed to obtain the perfect color. The free-run juice is then drained into a stainless steel tank and was allowed to settle for 24 hours. No enzymes were used in the settling process. The juice was then racked from the thick lees to 500-liter old French oak barrels. 500-liter old French. It can't be a new barrel, hey? It's got to have some character to it.
I'll explain that later.
Okay.
Later.
And then it was fermented naturally in the barrel. After fermentation, the wine is given a low dose of sulfur. That's not necessarily a good thing, is it?
It is.
Is it a good thing?
It is a good
thing. But these wines that say there's been no added sulfur are much better for you.
Well, it just depends on what your health requires for you to drink. If it requires you to drink things that don't have sulfur at all or low sulfur, but it doesn't do much harm.
Okay.
So just for control, you can put a little bit of sulfur.
Okay, so then the wine, after 6 months in the barrel, is blended and bottled. and it's the color of it's beautiful. It's a kind of a pomegranate color. It's much lighter. It's a melon color, they call it.
Melon color, yes.
And the nose is an aroma of cherry, pomegranate, and watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And the palate is flavorful, crisp, with a long, dry finish. So, let's just explain that old oak barrel thing for us.
Okay, so the size of the barrel actually matters. And if it's new or old, it also matters. So winemakers using old oak barrels is not to make the wine very big and very powerful and too oaky. It's just to add a bit more complexity and a bit of roundness to the wine. Just to lift off a bit of the acidity in the wine.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it makes sense. Well, so if the barrel is old, it won't make the wine woody.
Okay, so it's less wood, more...
Less wood context.
More...
Less wood flavors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it take on flavors of what was in the barrel before?
It wouldn't take flavors as a barrel before. It's just going to take the neutral flavors of the barrel, because every time the barrel has been used, it gets washed about 10 times.
So it's less pronounced. Less pronounced.
Less
in,
pronounced
in wood.
Wood, yes.
So let's just have a little taste of this. It's a Grenache Rosé. What would go well with this as a pairing?
Some salmon would go very well. A nice seafood salad would go very nice with that. Even just a normal plain garden salad would go just well.
Mm.
But mostly like your pink, think of pink mint, like your salmon, like your smoked salmon, or even having raw salmon, you can have it with it.
So this is very much a summertime treat?
Yes, it is a summertime treat, a daytime treat more especially.
And would you recommend it as a paired item on the menu, or simply just as a wine to enjoy on its own?
I'll tell you just now.
And the pause is because now Amanda is doing the thing, running the wine over the palate and the tongue, and picking up all of the nuances.
If you're feeling very hot, like I am just now, you can have this wine on its own.
Ah.
But it will go very much better with the dish. As I say, like your light seafood dishes, like mostly your salmon, because
mm-hmm.
Grenache and salmon, they all just go very well together. And the acidity is very beautiful. As much as it is in old oak barrels, the acidity is still there, still nice and crisp and refreshing.
It's a very pretty looking wine, I've got to tell you that. And as you say, the taste and flavor is, well, it's subjective, but certainly it would add a huge amount to the enjoyment of a seafood, light seafood,
light seafood
lunch
dishes.
Or supper. Mm. And in good company would add even more.
Yes.
This is one of your story wines. It's on at the moment.
It's on display. As you're walking just outside our wine section, you'd actually see a very big and beautiful display of this rosé. And just to put it out there, the winemaker is female, so it's one of the wines that make me feel more feminine.
Ah, Yolande Fouchier is the winemaker.
Yes.
And she's of Wolf and Woman Wines.
Yes.
And I think this is a lovely addition to your cellar.
It is.
What does it retail for, roughly? Do we have an idea?
It's going for $139.99, if I'm not mistaken.
So it's a nicely, comfortably priced wine.
Yes.
A quality wine at a comfortable price.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be, if you haven't already experienced it, absolutely something to look forward to. Wolf and Woman Wines, the Grenache Rosé 2021. Amanda and the team at Tops at Lifestyle would absolutely love to take you through it and to introduce you to the pleasures that are to be enjoyed in every bottle of Wolf and Woman Wines. The Grenache Rosé 2021 is one of the stories, the wine of the week on 88FM this week. Amanda, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we look forward to reconnecting in a short week or so.
I'll be seeing you
very
soon.
Look forward hugely to that. Here's Eric Carmen.